Right then, this is the first car park review.
The inaugural.
The inaugural, even, yes. Car park review. We're currently sat in the car park of Cineworld in Ashton-under-Lyne because we've had to come all this way to see Moonrise Kingdom, which I personally think is possibly the best film I've seen in the last 5 years.
5 years?
Yes, at least it's, 5 years.
I mean, I agree with you. It is extremely good, beautifully done. You know, I mean, the art department, the music, the whole...
Everything's joined together.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And it is such a long time since I have seen a film. So you are actually probably right.
Yes. Yes.
But what does Mark think?
Go on, Mark.
Shall
we come back to you?
Please do.
Okay, all right then.
We saw the Royal Tenenbaums at the cinema. Yep. It was one of the first films we went to see together. And I think you were faintly grumpy with me because I didn't really like it, to be honest. I found it, quite clinical. There was something about it I didn't like. And that was when we had the whole thing about it has to have a plot and it has to have an ending.
Hence the reason why you don't really go and see films by the Coen brothers. After, which one was it?
It was, oh god, the black and white one with Scarlett Johansson and thingy.
The Man Who Wasn't There. Yes.
Believe I've seen that movie.
That's when you...
You said, I'm not watching this again. Anyway.
Thematically, quite nice. Stylistically, very pretty. Lead actors, very cute. You can't go far wrong with Scouts, but not my usual cup of tea.
Yes. No, I thought it was charming. It had everything.
There was whimsy.
Well, yeah, it was whimsy, but I really enjoyed it. Yeah. And Tilda Swinton looks like Joan Crawford.
Absolutely.
I can't remember which film it is, but Joan Crawford definitely wore a similar get-up.
It was the cloak, and
it was the hat as well.
Yes. The combo of the two.
But overall, I thought it was really good, especially the bit where Bill Murray takes his shoes off and throws it at an unsuspecting Edward Norton.
Yes.
I don't think that was scripted. But the other thing that's kind of like making me rethink things a little bit is the fact that it's very rare for us to see something quite as good as that. Because obviously we watch quite a lot of utter cack.
To see something that does actually, you know, make you sit there and you think and you just you lost
the
wonderment
of it. We laughed out loud and we stayed all the way to the end because quite frankly the end credits are ace as well.
Shall we move to 5-star ratings?
Yes, I think 4. Quick.
4.
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Thank you.